Audacity. And in this edition of the Caribbean News, tough anti-crime talk in St. Lucia and Trinidad and Tobago, and keeping an eye on Venezuela. I am Ken Richards. Trinidad's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, is urging the population to work with the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service to curb crime. Here's TTT News.
Speaking at a media conference on Monday, the Prime Minister said while all arms of the state must respond to curb crime, he called on the population to stop protecting criminals. He was asked to address the murders for the year thus far and the recent Sangre Grande murders on Sunday, which resulted in the shooting of six-year-old Kylie Maloney.
Appeal to the public. If you know something, say something. The police are not magicians. Many people know who is doing what and what is going on. You could save a life. You could save this country by giving up those who have taken it upon themselves to live the life at the end of an AR-15. Those boys who are doing that, they have mothers, they have uncles, they have brothers, they have friends, they have cousins. If you know something, do the country a favor and stop protecting these criminals.
He said we must be concerned about the prevalence of guns and ammunition in this country.
I don't know if you're noticing that frequently in recent times, the bulk of those killings or the breaking through of doors involve firearms of the heavier types, the ones which came on the scene in not too distant past. And we're now seeing at crime scenes where more than one person is being hurt or killed, the prevalence of ammunition that was at one time very scarce in this country.
The anti-crime top talk is also being heard in St. Lucia. Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre is urging public figures and civil servants to adopt a zero tolerance for crime, as reported by NBC Prime News.
Notwithstanding, I truly believe that if we can agree to set aside our differences and work in unity towards a common goal, if we can permit ourselves to see that where crime thrives, all of us become victims of our own device, that there can be no rampant crime if not supported by tacit public approval, we will be well on our way to reducing, if not eliminating, the problem.
Pierre urges public officials and civil servants to maintain a level of integrity within their private as well as professional lives. He says the example needs to be set by people of influence if the rest of society is expected to follow suit. The Prime Minister also included his fellow parliamentarians in the call for integrity.
We cannot allow ourselves as public figures to be perceived as aiders and abettors of crime, if only by neglect. We, and I speak of members of parliament as well as other public servants, must always be seen to be exemplary conduct in our private and professional lives.
Pierre also made mention to criminals having what he terms as friends within the police force and other government departments. He argues the rest of society will not be able to expect justice from the government if its officials are aiding and abetting criminals.
When criminals have friends in our police force and in the very departments established to deter crime and bring criminals to justice, what can the regular citizen expect?
Crime, as Pierre puts it, is a vexing issue. So far, the island has recorded 2 homicides for the year 2023. Shane Stephen, NBC Prime.
In Guyana, police report that a man was executed in Durban Street, shot 12 times. There were 3 gunshot wounds to his neck, 1 to his right jaw, 1 to his left jaw, 1 to his left side forehead, 1 to his right side forehead, 1 to his left hand, 2 to his right side lower back, and 2 to his right shoulder. The 33-year-old laborer of Leopard Street, Georgetown, was gunned down on Durban Street in a drive-by execution that has left investigators baffled. The victim, Anthony Charles, known otherwise as Skittle, was walking along Durban Street in the company of another laborer when a grey Toyota motor car was seen approaching the men from behind. Gunshots rang out shortly after, forcing both men to run. Charles was hit multiple times and collapsed to the ground, while the other laborer, Dexter Lawrence, managed to escape. And that news report from Guyana News Source. A court in Venezuela, according to Al Jazeera, has issued arrest warrants for three opposition leaders who have publicly denounced the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro, accusing them of treason, money laundering, and impersonating public officials. The warrants come after the three legislators were named last week to the head of Venezuela's opposition government, which refuses to recognize the authority of Maduro's presidency. One of the three was appointed president of Venezuela's opposition legislature alongside two vice presidents, Latria de Nora Figuera, Aristela Vasquez, and Marianela Fernandez. Reporting on the same story, Telesu says the Attorney General explained that they are part of a, quote, gang of criminals, end quote, that use politics as a tool to violate law to the detriment of the nation. Telesu says on Monday, Venezuela's Attorney General, Tarek William Saab, requested the arrest of three lawyers for the crimes of usurpation of functions, treason, and money laundering. Says too, the arrest warrants were issued against the three mentioned earlier and who Venezuela says were part of the board of directors of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, which was established in 2015. Meanwhile, the UNHCR, UN Refugee Agency, in a statement says people continue to leave Venezuela to escape violence, insecurity, and threats, as well as lack of food, medicine, and essential services. With over 7 million Venezuelan refugees and migrants worldwide, the vast majority in countries within Latin America and the Caribbean, this has become one of the largest displacement crises in the world. The Grenadian public is being cautioned that sharing pornographic material involving minors is prohibited under the Electronic Crimes Act. More on this from MTV News.
Videos purporting to show local pornographic content has been circulating on social media in recent times. According to officials from the Grenada Cybersecurity Incident Response Team, Jarvis Dabrio, sharing of such material is illegal. Speaking to MTV News on Monday, Dabrio said Section 12 of the Electronic Crimes Act speaks to the sharing of such content without consent.
You can't share explicit content involving adults without getting their permission. So you're looking there at the invasion of privacy, among other things. So if it's two adults and it's a form of sextortion or sexual blackmail, then understand there is a crime occurring there.
He said there are even stiffer penalties for the sharing of such content involving minors.
The creation of child pornography is a crime. The sending, sharing, storing of pornography involving minors, it is criminal. Searching for it is criminal as well.
Also sharing on the penalties involved is Detective Sergeant attached to the Criminal Investigation Department, Francisca Noel.
And the penalty for that offense in the first instance is $200,000, a fine not exceeding $200,000, or a term of imprisonment not exceeding 5 years.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.